Welcome back, TV 31-1, Casey Kendrick, Ken Houck, and soon to be joined by Bill Annan. We're at the Houck Agency, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. And, Ken, that includes disability, renters. It includes long-term care. It includes health. It includes car, boat, motorcycle, house, renters. It includes a little bit. In fact, it includes everything, right?
If you can insure it, we can get it for you.
I've asked you this before. What if I had like a pet boa constrictor?
I can insure it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I had a lady call me years ago, and I insured a horse.
Is that right?
Yeah,
you know, I had a horse hit by lightning one time, killed it. Yep.
I could have.
That would have been nice. And actually, it was one that was retired from the equestrian program, so it was a Cadillac of horses. Not good that it got hit by lightning.
You can buy health insurance on your dogs, cats.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No. I'm serious.
I love it. If it's insurable,
we'll find it for you.
And Barbara works as hard as anybody. She said she was getting ready to go out and start showing some houses. So if you've got a house to sell, buy, sell, commercial property as well, the one-stop shop is right here at the Houck Agency 8 Main Place. And joining us now is Andy Summerall, who is the – give me the official title, because I'm sure it's not ticket director. I'm sure it's much more than that.
Assistant Athletic Director for Ticketing and Customer Service.
Very good. Okay. Now, I've always said this because there are times when somebody will talk about our sales are down. We're behind where we were last year. Now, it's been a while since we've done that.
Yeah.
But let's go back a ways, and they go, man, the ticket person's in trouble. And I'm like, the ticket person, they're just selling tickets. But you guys are also in marketing as well. So there's much more to this than a lot of people may assume.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, I can't even count how many meetings a week we have sitting talking with our sales team, our marketing team, our in-game promotions team, everybody you can think of. There's a lot of times that we think of things that no one else has thought of, and there's a lot of things that other people think of that we didn't think of when we made the decision for this pricing or that pricing. So absolutely, there's a lot that goes into it.
And we just got through raising the seat. You said widening the seats. Well, think how many people were displaced.
that was a fun couple months this winter. But
so talk about that. First off, what you're doing is a good thing for the fans.
Absolutely.
Now, it may create a little bit of an issue, but honestly, my understanding is you guys, whether you used some of that high-ranking math or how you did it, but you were able to displace as few people as possible to make that happen, which is obviously a good thing.
Yeah. So what we did, we went through and we actually displaced 197 accounts, which when in the grand scheme of things, when we did 25 of the possible 45 sections, that's awesome to us. We went through it and we've been talking about it for 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something that we thought about overnight, and we've heard our fans for years. We went from an average of 14 inches per seat to 20 inches.
Wow.
So we standardized it. It's crazy for us. We went and measured a seat that was 11 inches wide.
Wow.
In our stadium. So it's something that we knew was a problem for a while. We just wanted to see what the best way was to go around it and make sure that we didn't hurt those neighborhoods.
Now, and again, that was extremely important because Ken and I have talked about this. When you look at some of those people that you've gone to games with for 20 years, I mean, we've had our season tickets now for 15 years, 20 years, whatever it's been. You get to know the people around you. And some you kind of wish to get displaced, but most of them you like. So it is important to try to, as you say, neighborhoods, communities, whatever you guys call them, not to disrupt that. But how wide is a chairback?
Chairback is 16 inches wide.
Okay, so you were given 16 inches if you got chairbacks, but those chairbacks, our four, were back. There was no gap in between. Now will there be a little bit of a gap, a little elbow room maybe?
There definitely is. Not everybody can go in the stadium right now, but if you were to look at it right now, you'd sit there and say, holy cow, there's a lot of room in here. I would say there's a good 2 inches between seats now.
Wow.
There's not a seat that's butted up next to each other in any of the sections that we changed. We had Coach Holder went over and looked at some of the seats for us one day, and he came back and he goes, it's unreal when you look at it. 20 inches is a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
Not a small guy by any means. And so I went in there myself and sat down, had somebody sit next to me, and I didn't even touch them. I mean, that's a good thing, you know, whenever you can go in there and you have that room. And that's always been our number one complaint, is someone sitting in my seat because they have to.
Well, and I really think we ought to adopt that in the press box. I don't want Jim Traver touching me in the morning when I'm up there. Just get him spread out. I want more than 20. Okay, another subject altogether. Okay, so now then, let's talk about this. Let's be honest on this, all right? And Coach Holder is obviously a guy that is very much about the fan. He wants that fan experience to be good. Mm-hmm. Coach Holder is also very much about the bottom dollar. When you go from 16 to 20 inches, your capacity goes down.
It does.
Was this a decision that said, look, we're not maxing it out anyway, so let's make it so that people want to come back and make it more fan-friendly and sell out rather than having a bigger capacity that's not being sold out?
Absolutely. There's nothing like a full stadium. Whether it's 60,000 or 57,000, you know, it's nothing can beat it. So, yes, we may have, in the long run, lost some of that, but at the same time, you know, we didn't lose anything when you actually come down to that bottom dollar. Everybody, you know, we ended up, I think we only lost 15 accounts, and some of them even came back, and we knew that was going to happen. Some of them were going to be upset right off the bat, and you can't avoid that. But at the same time, we went through this and got it all set up, and we're very happy with the results.
But now the actual capacity went down, though, right?
It did. It did. We were at 60,218, and now we're down to 56,790.
And so, again, there's where the difference would be in revenue, potentially, that I was speaking of. But again, if you're not selling 60,218 and you are consistently at, you know, wherever you're at, give yourself a little bit of room. But they allow the fans to go, well, look, yeah, but I'm buying because I'm coming back because this has been such a great experience.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, like I said, you can't sit on your couch and get that fan feeling of being inside the stadium. Mm-hmm. I still today remember when I was back in college playing Texas A&M and sitting right in the middle of all the fans and all of us going nuts. We actually we lost that game. We lost it by an extra point. That got blocked in, overtime.
Yeah,
but I remember being in college, sitting there going, "I still had fun. It was great." If I had been at home, you know, we might have had to buy a new TV or something. But but you know, it's just nothing beats that in person live atmosphere.
And that is hard to recreate. And like you said, you may have been, you know, I've been here long enough to know that we've reseeded Gallagher Iba twice, you know. Mm-hmm. That's where it was even more difficult than probably football.
Sure.
If you only lost 14 accounts.
About 15 accounts.
That's amazing because, boy, when you go to moving people around, some people just don't understand that deal. And I know we went through it a couple times in Gallagher, our seats, but each time it came out better for us.
Right. Well, you give those people credit. I mean, I know how if you move me out of my spot, I wouldn't be happy. I mean, our seats are not great, but they are our seats, right? I mean, that you become, they became yours. I mean, you own those.
Yeah,
so
we can upgrade you, Casey. Now that we got some places we can move you upgrade. You say you don't have good seats.
I need to talk to you about.
What section would you like to be in?
I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you about a different sponsorship package, Kent. Hey, you know what? Honestly, you know where we are? We are on the very front row, on the goal line, on the east side, and on the southeast side.
Yeah.
So when the action is on our end. My son, you couldn't pry him away from those spots. I mean, James Washington catches touchdowns on the right side all the time. I mean, he loves that. My son, yeah, he's looking over. He's high-fived the guys when they come off the field and those sorts of things. Now then, you go the other end of the field, and they're watching the Jumbotron a little bit.
Right.
But he loves those spots, and I don't think I could pry him away from that. I really don't. So I don't mean it's not a good spot. It's just it's a little different when it's on the other end. Nonetheless, okay, so let's talk about students. You mentioned students. That's obviously been the Achilles heel in a lot of places. Duke, at Duke Cameron Indoor, they were selling adult seats inside the student section just a few years ago because they couldn't sell anymore.
Yep.
That's Cameron Indoor. That's the Dukies. That's the crazies. It's a pandemic across the country. What do you guys do to make it so that, because when you were in school, when I was in school, when you were in school, there's no way you were missing a football game.
Right.
That's part of the whole reason I'm at Oklahoma State. How do you go back and get them involved and make them feel that way again?
You know, this year we sat down this last year and just looked back at it. What can we do to bring more atmosphere to our students? This season, we're going to have a DJ in the student section.
Really?
It's going to be brand new. It's going to be all pregame, but, you know, we're going to get them in there. We're going to have a DJ in there, and it's going to be a party. We're going to have fun in the student section the way it should be. You know, that's not something that we've ever seen before.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, we're pretty excited about it, and it's something that our in-game promotions team has really worked hard on, and should be a good atmosphere for our students this year. And, you know, another thing that we continuously do for them is just to try to make that in-game atmosphere much better. We actually moved our paddle people out of one section that they've been in and moved them closer to the students this year.
Nice.
So, nice. You know, we moved, it's actually where our recruits sat. We moved them over a little bit and moved our paddle people in there just to get that paddle people going in there and get our crowd more into it. So those are just a few things. And honestly, I don't think anybody will notice that we did it, but I think it'll make a good impact for our students just to have those paddles in front of them the whole time.
How many student tickets are actually available for each football game?
Each football game, we have around 12,000 tickets.
For students only?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about talking about the paddle people? Now, when did that come about?
I don't know that
was
answer.
It when you were in school?
It was still here when I was in school.
See, I don't think it was here when I was here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't remember them, but it certainly wasn't as organized as it is
absolutely
right now.
Absolutely not.
How do people become a paddle person?
You know, there's actually a president of the paddle people.
Wow.
They kind of have a group, and you apply for it, and they have paddle people in waiting. You know, they have more paddle people than they have paddles, so and room for those people. So it's you're exactly right. It's 100% organized, and we do a great job of working with them. They do a great job working with us, and making sure that everything is in line and ready to go for each game. Those guys aren't missing. We know they're not missing. So you know, we have plenty. If we could figure out a way to get more paddle people in there, we'd have enough to do it. So
no doubt. Okay, so the other thing is you know, and this is interesting because a few years ago, I finally sat down. I'm always got duties or got a pregame, I'm tailgate, whatever I'm doing. There's a reason why I usually don't get into the stadium until about 20 minutes before the game, maybe. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, I sat down maybe an hour and a half, went to our seats, and there's 2,000 people in the stands.
Yeah.
Guys are warming up, doing all that sort of thing. The videos of the kids and the lineup, the music. The little videos of maybe the week before or a little feature Larry does. Our pregame is fantastic.
It is.
It is big time. And but again, a lot of people don't get in there for that either. And we're a huge tailgate community, and I get that. And again, I'm guilty of it too. I don't go in there all the time. But I don't know that anything needs to be done better. Just needs to find a way to get people to actually come in, right?
Yeah, so something that we're looking at this season, everybody knows the cannon that we've always had.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer in the east. We call it the East Plaza. Uh-huh. It's over, always been over by the visitors section.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why it got put over there, but
because it used to be on the west
there,
side at the very top for a while, right?
And that's it's going back.
Ah,
so
very good.
We're going to go back up on top of the stadium. And something that we're going to try this year is we're going to shoot that cannon off at periodic times before the game starts. Just, you know, maybe
hey,
it's
come on. It's
maybe,
time.
Maybe it's one shot at 30 minutes, two shots at 15, and then you'll have that last shot at 5 minutes before just to, hey, come on inside.
Great idea.
There's a great atmosphere inside here, too. Reason for that was, if you remember, we had a flyover last year.
Yeah.
And we were standing outside the gates, and you see the planes coming over. And it is unreal. It was like the floodgates let open. Everybody saw, there's the planes. It's time to get in, and they are running to the stadium.
Wow.
You know, whatever it may be, they're finishing their drink or whatever it may. I'm sure it's all water, and putting that all down and running into getting ready for the game, and it's something that we've talked about. We need some kind of signal. So
I like
hopefully that cannon will work.
Because it is. That's a good reminder that, hey, okay, maybe, and I don't know, okay, maybe the team, the skill guys are coming out. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to watch. I want to see Mason throw the ball around. Yeah. I want to see if this Cornelius kid's got a what does he look like? So I mean, there's lots of reasons for that to obviously to happen. You know, I've been to, I don't know how many stadiums I've been to, but you know, you look at Kansas State. Are we on a time limit? Okay. You got to, okay, because no, I got
I'm
a good. Few questions.
I'm
okay,
good.
I just,
I've no, got
gonna,
a whole bunch of you.
Okay,
yeah.
Kansas State has an incredible student section. Mm-hmm. And when they do the Wabash Cannonball, I know somebody, people have said we've got to do that as well. How much of tradition can be created, and how much of it just has to happen?
There's a very fine line on that. You know, we've talked about it for years. Well, you know, we want the students section to do this. We want them to do that. We want them to do this. And that's not the way it works.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah. So we've tried it. Didn't work. A lot of it is we let the students figure it out. We do have a thing called Traditions Night. And we had that this last Sunday evening. We have any new freshmen coming in, and they come to the stadium, and we teach them our cheers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We show them some videos.
Did you have that when you were in school?
No.
I don't think we did either. I'm sure we didn't. So that would have been pretty odd. Because otherwise you just sit there and go, okay, okay, I got this. Now you're good.
Exactly.
But that's how it kind of comes about.
Exactly. So. And we, you know, what we do there is we have a couple of the coaches come out. We have a lot of cheerleaders and Pistol Pete. And we have the music going just like they would normally have on a game day. And we teach them, you know, OSU. We teach them what you do when you score a touchdown and whatever it may be. So we just – and we have fun. We had inflatables on the field. You know, the students came down, had a lot of fun, and just saw what we're about.
You guys are so young, though. When I was in school, your date had to have a palm, you know, with OSU on it. Oh, yeah. And we dressed up.
Really?
Yeah, girls came in dresses.
Did they wear dresses with boots?
Well, I don't think they were, but they were dressed up like you were going to Sunday school.
Like they still do in the SEC.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
I go back a long ways when you guys weren't even
Man, you and Barb. I mean, you, not Barb. You are old.
Well, in high school, I worked.